Did you know capsaicin is bad to get in your eyeballs?
Actually, yes. It's also bad to go to the bathroom after touching capsaicin and not washing your hands, too.
Yeah, I just cut a ghost pepper. And it squirted in my face.
Oh, so now you have a squirting pepper?
I had a squirting pepper. My left eye burns.
Would you say it's been touched by a ghost?
Yes, it's been touched by a ghost.
Oh, good.
Yes. Ow.
Yeah, you're not supposed to get peppers in your eye, or at least hot pepper.
I don't think you're supposed to get any pepper in your eye.
Well, I mean, a green bell pepper probably wouldn't hurt.
I don't want to find out. I really don't want to find out. It just seems like something painful. I figured out your letter.
Oh, did you?
Well, I figured out how you wrote it. Now I just actually have to figure out how to read it.
How did I write it?
You wrote it top to bottom in columns.
Yep.
Now I just have to decipher chicken scratch.
See, it wasn't so bad.
It took a good 4 days of staring at it.
I told you it went one way.
Yeah, it's still interesting. I actually need to reply to all my letters.
It usually works better that way.
Yeah, I'm turning into a mix of Tony and Michael.
Well, Michael just doesn't write anything.
True.
At all. So I don't think you're a mix of Tony and Michael.
He also doesn't send ink when he says he's going to.
Well, that's between you and Michael.
I know. I'm waiting on that ink box, though, because it's the right size for my telescope lens or telescopic lens or telephoto. That's the tele word I'm looking for.
Telephone?
Shut up.
Your telephone lens?
It's the right size for my stalker lens.
Doesn't the stalker lens have like a couple mirrors in it so that way you can pop it up over a fence but still sit down?
Oh, like a periscope. Yeah, I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, my pseudo stalker lens.
So what ink box is this that you're looking for?
He said he was going to send me both of the Chicago Special Edition inks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you get the Arizona ones yet?
No, I still haven't bought those. And the way everything's looking at the moment, I probably won't buy them this paycheck either. As much as it pains me to say that.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. I'm also behind schedule because I cut my middle finger on my left hand. So my YouTube video's been delayed.
Well, just don't use your middle finger.
I use my left hand for a lot of the stuff I do in my reviews. And it's a cut on top of my middle finger, so it's going to be painfully obvious on the video, so I'm giving it a little bit of time to heal.
You could just put it front and center.
I'll pass. The good thing is the liquid skin's doing a really good job, so I don't even think I'm going to have a scar from it. Yeah, maybe some slight discoloration, but no scarring.
But scarring adds character.
Eh. Yes and no. I've already got enough.
But it adds character.
I don't want character. I like to be able to change my character.
This isn't a game.
Yeah, it is. You've seen that YouTube video describing life like a giant video game.
Yeah, but everybody loses, so you might as well get some character.
You only really lose if your parental units for the first 18 levels are kind of crap.
No, everybody loses.
Depends on your definition of losing. I mean, everyone has to turn off the game eventually.
The game of life, everybody dies.
Yeah, but it's about what you do while you're alive that makes it winning or losing.
What?
What do you mean what? Haven't you ever heard those eternal optimists that are like, oh, it doesn't matter that everyone dies in the end. What matters is that you make most of the life that you have.
Well, yeah, you should do that too, but you're still going to lose.
Well, they don't look at it like it's losing. Hey, I'm not the crazy one that came up with that idea. It was other crazy people.
Oh.
Yeah. You should know this about me by now. I tend to quote other crazy people because other crazy people are funny.
I'm funny.
I
made a ghost joke earlier. And said that you got a pepper in your eye.
Some of your dad jokes are better than that one. And I just admitted that some of your dad jokes are good. Great. Now I'm screwed.
It's not the first time you've done that. You tend to do it every few episodes.
Huh. We really need to talk about this.
About the fact that you like my dad jokes?
About the fact that I tend to not remember that I say these things. Yeah, I find my lack of remembrance disturbing.
Well, I'm sorry.
I didn't feel it in your voice. I don't think you really are. Did you try any more cars?
Not for me.
Oh, okay.
A friend is looking for a new car, and he decided he wants a stick. So he stopped at a dealer the other day and took out a Honda Civic Si. It was a stick. And he told the dealer straight up, like, I don't drive stick. I don't know what I'm doing. He's like, yeah, whatever. Here you go.
That seems like a bad idea.
He did okay, he said. Stalled it a few times.
Okay, at least stalled it a few times is the only thing he did.
He didn't wreck it.
Right, or else he would have said my friend bought a new car this weekend. Or his insurance would have bought it.
Yeah, but later that night, he wanted me to look at it because I actually know how to drive stick. So I could tell if there were clutch or transmission issues and not just poor driving.
Well, I mean, there's already one thing wrong with it. It's a Honda Civic.
What's wrong with a Honda Civic?
I just don't like Honda Civics.
Sorry, they're better than Chevy Malibus.
I chose what was cheap with a warranty with few miles.
You know why it was cheap?
Because it was an Enterprise car, actually.
You bought a previous rental?
No, not Enterprise like the company. Enterprise like in corporate car. It was a fleet vehicle for a large corporation, one of the large oil corporations here in Oklahoma.
Oh.
Yes.
You can't say Enterprise and not think that I'm going to assume you mean the rental car company.
Well, I would figure since you work in software, you understand that Enterprise means corporate, not Enterprise means the company.
Yeah, but we rent our cars from Enterprise.
I don't rent cars.
We do.
Yeah, I've never gone through the whole car rental process.
It's not fun for someone my size.
I'll bet.
What do you need to fit in the car? Me. I need to fit me.
Well, we have a clown car and a clown car junior. Will either of those work?
You got 17 of them? So I can chop myself up and fit them in all of them?
I would like to see that happen. I have never seen a person chop themselves up.
So you're saying you want to see me chopped up?
Well, I want to see you chop yourself up.
And spread across 17 cars?
Only if you do it yourself.
Wow, you're so nice.
Well, I mean, have you ever seen someone chop themselves up and then spread themselves out between 17 different locations?
No.
See, if someone was actually able to do that, then they're either a wizard, Satan, or a combination of both. So my crazy idea still kind of stands. I would like to see it because I think everyone would like to see that kind of magic trick.
Yeah, but I can't put myself back together at the end.
A good magician would be able to.
Well, I haven't gone to magician school.
Is there actually such a thing?
Why wouldn't there be?
I don't know. I feel like I would be very disappointed if there actually was. I don't know why I would feel disappointed. I just know I would feel disappointed.
Well, I mean, there's fake schools on how to become a real estate mogul, so why wouldn't there be a magician school?
Fair point. Well, then get at it. Go to school to be a magician.
I don't have time for that.
You've got a few months before you have no time for that, so make time for it while you still have time.
I still don't have any time for that.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Are you really sure?
Positive.
I'm not convinced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just figured I'd let you know.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm glad we're in agreement there. By the way, I do have to say you're right about one other thing.
Oh, am I now?
Yes, yes.
What is that?
Okay, if you buy a fully maxed out iMac Pro with the 28-core Intel Xeon.
Are you talking about the iMac Pro or the Mac Pro?
Sorry, the Mac Pro. I stand corrected.
They're two different computers.
Yeah, one's a cheese grater, the other, well, is a fire hazard. But still.
Continue.
If you buy the fully maxed out version with the 28-core Intel Xeon that Intel just released, then...
You mean Apple?
No, Intel just released the Xeon chip. It's a regular enterprise chip that corporations can just outright buy for any type of computer they're building.
You mean rent-a-car companies?
Yes, so Enterprise can buy that so you can have a much better renting experience from them.
Well, that wouldn't take much. They could probably do that with an Intel Pentium 4.
Probably. But yeah, it's a brand new chip, and apparently the price tag on that chip alone is ballparked about $32,000, $33,000. So if you get the top spec model of Mac Pro, then you could actually be getting the components at or a little bit less than the retail value of the components separately sourced. But you have to step up to a Mac Pro that is almost $50,000, $60,000 before that trade-off actually happens.
Okay.
I believe in our conversation, I was saying that there was no way that there would ever, where that line would ever be crossed. And no, there's a point where that line will be crossed.
You also have to remember that people that buy these are going to want a turnkey out-of-the-box system that works. They're not going to build a tower.
Well, no, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. If you're spending that much money, if you're going to spend $6,000 on a computer, you'll pay a company like Puget Sound to build you a turnkey computer that is specifically tailored to whatever programs you tell Puget Sound to make it for. And I keep saying Puget Sound, it's Puget Systems.
Right, but if they don't want to run Windows,
then I guess tough cookies, you're looking at spending $12,000 on a minimum spec.
You do realize that this is a corporation, so that's going to be a tax write-off. And they aren't going to care.
Most corporations, though, aren't going to do a $12,000 computer as a turnkey, though.
For a production environment, you don't think so?
No, they're going to do the iMac Pro because it's an all-in-one for $6,000. And you can get...
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
The base iMac Pro outperforms the base Mac Pro. Spec for spec, the base iMac Pro is a better system. And you get the monitor built in. Granted, it's not a 6K monitor.
You do realize that they're going to go for the Mac Pro because it's modular, so that way they can upgrade it in a few years if they need to. The iMac is a sealed system. You can't upgrade it.
Yeah, you can.
You can add RAM. That's it.
No, you can actually even change out the CPU.
It's a sealed system. You have to completely dismantle, cut the glue on the screen, pull the screen off, get into the computer. It's not something they're going to do.
Most professional companies will have a technician on hand that can do stuff like that.
Or they just buy the Mac Pro and then put in a new card later.
I think it's really going to depend on how many systems they need. I mean, yes, if they only need one or two, then sure, Mac Pro makes sense. If you need like 15 or 20, then iMac Pro is probably the way you're going to go.
Well, we can agree to disagree on this, but I think you're vastly mistaken on it.
I don't know. I'm actually seeing a lot of Apple diehards that are agreeing with my train of thought, which is kind of weird.
The iMac Pro was pretty much a stopgap for the aging trash can.
Right. Which the trash can should have never happened.
That's a different conversation.
Right.
If I'm going to buy a production computer, a turnkey production computer from Apple that I'm going to want for high-end whatever for the next 5 or so years, I'm going to buy the Mac Pro. I might not buy their monitor, their $6,000 monitor, but I'm not going to buy the iMac.
No, it's a $5,000 monitor.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to buy that monitor. But I'm going to buy the tower because the tower is more easily upgraded in the future.
If I have to have a Mac for production, I'm going with a iMac Pro. And if I want to expand the graphics capabilities, I'm going to use a Thunderbolt-capable graphics extension. That way I've got more flexibility on the graphics cards. That way I can tailor the graphics cards to what I'm doing.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
You still got to be AMD.
Right, but you can tailor the AMD card to whatever you're doing. Different AMD cards have different performance for either video or audio rendering. Because, yeah, surprisingly enough, audio rendering is still GPU intensive.
Well, yeah, because the GPU can calculate faster. That's why everybody buys GPUs for Bitcoin mining.
I hate miners. I hate them so much. I mean, honestly, though, I would just have a Linux machine built. And then VirtualBox, whichever operating system I need to use. But that's just me.
And a production company is not going to do that.
No, you're right, which is why I don't work for a production company. But I've got a couple
right,
friends
but that's
that
my
do.
Whole, that's my whole point of this conversation. A production company is going to want a turnkey out-of-the-box system to work.
But see, that's just it. I've actually got friends that work for production companies out in LA, and they're literally sitting there going, it doesn't matter what they come out with in the fall, the iMac Pro still fits our workflow so much better, and it's going to be a better machine at the price we're willing to spend. And these are production companies that are okay with spending $30,000 or $40,000 on
okay,
one
good
computer.
For them. I'm going to buy a cheese grater if I was in that position.
If you're going to buy a cheese grater, just go to Walmart.
Walmart. Why the hell would I want to go there?
I wouldn't get a cheese grater from Apple. I'm going to grate cheese with it. I'm not going to use it for computing power. Cheese grater from Walmart?
It's going to rust out in a week and it'll be broken in two.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Just go to Better Homes and Gardens then, or Amazon?
Better Homes and Garden?
Where do you get a cheese grater? I don't have one.
Are you high right now? That's a magazine.
Dude, I don't know where to get cheese graters.
You could probably get one at Target or Bed Bath & Beyond.
Why would I go to Target? It's just Sonoma. A higher priced Walmart.
No. Target is a place where you can go and get stuff and not have to feel like you need to shower and detox afterwards.
You've never been in a Target in Oklahoma. It doesn't matter which one you go to here. You feel like you need a full-blown biohazard detox.
Sorry, our Target is much better than our Walmart.
Yeah, ours are on an equal level of filth.
On what?
An equal level of filth.
It sounded like you said an equal level of fill.
No, I added a TH.
Oh, I was just checking.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would figure you're very hygienic. Most tall people are.
Why is that? Because we can't fit under shower heads? What are you implying?
This is what happens when I get ghost pepper juice in my eye. My sense of humor.
Are you still just blaming out getting a pepper in your eye?
Yes, I'm blaming it on getting a pepper in my eye. I have the right to blame the pepper in my eye. What am I missing?
Pepper sounds really close to pecker.
Oh. I'm going to go now.
You're welcome.